And we start this edition of Ozarks at Large with Roby Brock from Talk Business and Politics. Roby, how are you?
I'm good, Kyle. How are you?
Very good. Usually on Tuesdays, we hear you and John Brummett. And this weekend, I watched that movie with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, Freaky Friday, and they get switched. Okay. So today, you get to be John Brummett, and I'll be Roby Brock. What do you think about that?
That sounds insulting to me, but sure, if it works for your listeners and your program, I'll take one for the team.
By that, I mean I'll ask questions, and you can give me your analysis. As we start this week, late last week, just before the holiday weekend, another state legislator indicted, this one, Jeremy Hutchinson. I've asked you this, I think the last two or three times we've talked in a situation like this, it's been just after some shoe has fallen in all of this. Does this make a difference as we get closer to the first Tuesday in November?
We should be careful at how much we talk.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, I do think this factors into some of the legislative races this fall, and I think it factors into one of the ballot issues in particular, the term limits initiative. I do think that this in these indictments and the sentencing and the convictions and the guilty pleas that we've seen from a variety of state legislators, both Republican and Democrat, I think it fuels and undermines public confidence. And so you see a ballot issue out there to limit the length that legislators can serve in office. And I think it makes that a little bit more overwhelming. Where I think it applies to some of the legislative races, I don't know if it goes to a particular singular candidate or a singular race, but I do think it contributes to the throw the bums out, let's get rid of all of these current legislators. I think that will fuel a little bit of that sentiment. It's not going to make a difference in a not super competitive race, but in a close race, it could be a couple of percentage points one way or the other.
We're going to get an idea, I guess, by sometime next week about some of these races, because Talk Business and Politics and Hendricks College out there asking people right now.
We are. We will actually have a lot of detail at the congressional level for all of the statewide stuff that will be out there, the ballot issues, the governor's race. We're going to do a Trump job approval rating in there. And then we will survey all of the congressional races by congressional district. So I'll have some good third district numbers for you and help people understand what's in the water out there. I'm anxious to see them. I think what I'm really watching for trend-wise is we've seen this state shift towards the Republicans in the last 3 to 4 election cycles in a big way. Independents have been the big movers on that. Will we see some independents pulling back to the Democratic side or just back to true independents and really giving us some mixed messages on the types of candidates that they might support? They've gone overwhelmingly Republican in the last several election cycles. I'll be curious to see if that trend either reverses or that pendulum starts to pull back the other way.
You mentioned the 3rd District, of course, Washington, Benton County, but the 4th District stretches all the way up to Huntsville. Well, and I don't think anyone's expecting something too dramatic there, but we'll have numbers for that as well.
We will have 4th District numbers, too. And I'll say this about the Democratic challengers to the Republican congressional incumbents this year. All of them are somewhat long shots. I think the 2nd congressional district will be the most competitive just because it's been the most Democratic congressional district of the 4. But Chinton Desai in the 1st and Josh Mahoney in the 3rd, Hayden Schammel in the 4th are really good, fresh voices and faces for the Democratic Party. And I think that they are going to be part of what starts to pull that pendulum back to the middle and make Arkansas a more competitive state for Democrats once again. They have challenges to their candidacies this time up against well-funded, well-known Republican incumbents. But again, once we start seeing these poll numbers, I think we're going to get some sense of are what we're seeing in some of the national races that have played out in special elections and some primaries, are we seeing some of that undercurrent in Arkansas? Until we get the data, I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to see it to believe it. I'm not from Missouri, but I'm going to be part of the show me state mentality until I see those numbers moving in a certain direction.
You're close enough. You're close enough to Missouri. there are stricter term limits on the ballot. There are casinos, and there is issue number one. I've seen some discussion on social media about issue number one, most of it being, now what is this?
Right. Well, this is the tort reform amendment. It does compact quite a bit of changes to the judicial system and the tort system into one kind of comprehensive amendment. I think one of the challenges to the amendment suggests that it's four different laws applied into one. It limits some damages in some cases. It limits attorneys' fees. I think the biggest thing that's really gaining some traction right now in terms of messaging for the opponents of tort reform or issue number one is that it lets the legislature set the rules for how the court system is going to operate. That is typically done by the judicial branch, and this would pull it back to the legislative branch. Well, we talked earlier in our interview about the public corruption that's out there. I think this is a strong message for the opponents of issue one to say, do you really want this legislature, these legislators, writing the rules of your day in court? It's a pretty powerful message, and I think that they've seized on that, and you're seeing that in a lot of public speeches. I haven't seen paid advertising one way or the other on this in a significant way, so I expect that to ramp up almost any day now, and it'll be interesting to see. It will be poll tested, I can assure you, on both sides of what that message is going to be. Are we going to see the pro tort reform issue one folks say, let's make Arkansas more business friendly and end these runaway jury verdicts, which there aren't that many of, but when they are, they're high profile, whether they're national or in Arkansas. I thought that the messaging for the anti group would be more about, you know, let's don't put a price tag on a human life. And that is a powerful message, and I think it'll be part of it. But this public corruption, and do you want the legislature making the rules for your day in court? It's a pretty powerful message, too.
Finally, I did mention John Brummett at the beginning of our conversation. I don't know if you know this, Roby, but occasionally he is on Twitter.
I'm familiar with the experience.
He retweeted yesterday a tweet that initially came from Governor Asa Hutchinson that was backing up the Justice Department and didn't really name any names or go too far. But still, John Brummett, and I agree, found it an interesting tweet from the governor. Do you?
I do, and I do think it was in direct response to the president's tweet about Jeff Sessions. And for folks who aren't familiar with it, he basically said that, congratulations, Jeff, you helped get two Republican House members indicted, and that's not going to help us in this election cycle, was the gist of what he said. And I think that politicization of the Justice Department. Asa Hutchinson is a former U.S. prosecutor. He's got a lot of federal experience at DOJ and Homeland Security, and he's a former congressman. I think he's a lawyer who I think respects the rule of law, and I think he's proven that he's a bit more of a center-right kind of governor versus an extreme-right governor on some issues. And so I think he wanted to set the record straight on that, and it was interesting. He was unprompted to offer that message, and so he clearly felt like he wanted to put his stake in the ground. Did you notice that we are close to Election Day?
Yes.
In Arkansas?
Yes.
You're going to see some political messaging, Kyle. Keep your eyes out.
I'll be aware. Well, and that leads me to my final question. Already in this week, a short week, but already we've had Nike and Colin Kaepernick. We've had the beginning of the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. We've had tweet storms. Can we, the big we, keep this momentum of outrage and attention going until November, or will we simply explode?
Oh, I think our capacity to handle stress in the political system is pretty big.
Okay.
This is a lot to take in and suck in this week with everything that's going on. You throw in some of the state stuff, too. You've got deaths at some of the prison units that
right.
are sparking a lot of controversy and questioning. You've got the you're gonna have a lot of ballot challenges on some of these measures that are out there. You've got the aforementioned sentencing of John Wood, state senator, as well as Jeremy Hutchinson's new indictment, among other things. And I think we've got the capacity to handle quite a bit. And I think that the Republic will survive.
Okay.
It'll be rocky. It'll be stressful. There will be people that will exploit a lot of these things that are going on. Some rightfully so. Some will take it a little too far, like we've seen in some races around the country where there's people kind of stretching the truth a little bit. But it's kind of politics 101. Buckle up, get ready to roll. And I think my advice to people is be grounded in what you believe and do your homework and do your research and try not to let anybody push you over your tipping point in this. I think if everybody keeps kind of a calm approach to their positions and their beliefs and doesn't let it get under their skin as it possibly can, I think it all works a little bit better that way.
Roby Rock is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about states' business and politics around the clock at talkbusiness.net. And we'll have those polling numbers beginning early next week.
It will start rolling out on Sunday morning, and they may not end until Thursday, but I trust that you will find all of them very, very interesting.
And when you say Sunday morning, you mean on your television show.
Yeah, and subsequently on your radio program.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Roby. Have a good rest of your week.